Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam
and Tito Oscar
here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
here in Pilipinas, Mabuhay 104.6 Planet FM. Presenting to you our theme for tonight, in the midst of the storm, how do we deal with the storms in our life? Here on 104.6 Planet FM. This is your Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar live here tonight. So, accidentally, we were a bit late with taking over the program tonight, Tito Oscar, but we are here live to entertain our faithful listeners. So, be with us tonight. We have a few things to share with you, exciting things. And with Tito Oscar here on our panel. So, Tito Oscar.
Maying gabi, isa tanan na ito mga kaigsuunan sa kahanginan. Naalaputa din hininyo, kaning Sabado, sa hapon, nga pasundayag na ito ang Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kada Sabado dyan ni Tita Miriam, no?
Yes, nga, Tito Oscar.
As much as possible, we go on live, but from time to time, kung may naatay kuan, mga
obligasyon, Tito Oscar.
Kailan lang tamo kuan, ha? Kanya, kuan, Tita Miriam?
Yes, and I would like to share this article on living life to the fullest. The desire for fulfillment is universal. From the moment we are born, we recognize within ourselves an insatiable hunger for more of life. We try to grasp onto every experience, enjoy every relationship, and maximize every opportunity. Yet even as we strive to fill our lives to the brim with adventures, we are never fully satisfied. You don't have to look too far before you run into a myriad of quotes on the topic of living life to the fullest. Carpe diem translates from the Latin into seize the day and appears everywhere from graduation presents to plaques. Living a full and satisfying life is at the top of our inborn priorities, and yet it seems to be a goal that is impossible to reach completely. Man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. Then, he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. And then he is so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. The result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he is never going to die, and then dies having never really lived. So those were the beautiful, inspiring words of the 14th Dalai Lama. And so, do you feel like you're sleepwalking through life? Do you wish you had more freedom? Do you wish you had more adventure? Do you wish you had more time? Do you wish you had more love? Do you dread Monday mornings? Are you still trying to figure out how to live life to the fullest? If so, you are far from alone. The sad thing is that most people go through life having never really experienced what life has to offer. What you need to understand is that everything holding you to a life you don't want to live is a prison created by your own mind. That doesn't mean you can just wish yourself into a new life, but it does mean that you can actively work towards living life to the fullest. The writer offers ideas you can put into practice to make your life better. Some of these ideas you will have heard before. Some of them you will dismiss. Some of these ideas you will be able to put into practice right away. Some of these might plant the seed for ideas you will put into practice for the future. And still others you will spend your lifetime working towards. So our writer introduces 45 ways to live life to the fullest. We may not be able to cover all of them, but we will definitely share with you some of the exciting ways to do it after this music.
Kahit saan ka man, ang awit ay narinig.
Shout out to ni Brian and Anna Pasuda. Tapos handas dito po ni Oli, one of our colleagues in at work. Si Oli, si Amy, si Amy, and Shane and Henry Adico Boys, the big boys, the big boss in Adico Sim Project.
May awit na puro sigaw.
Dito po dyan itong mga carpenters. We have now over 110 carpenters here in Auckland.
Deco, Sim Boys.
Yeah. Ay kalimot sa atong kuan, activities on yung Sabado.
Another celebration to look forward to, Tito Oscar. So, congratulations, D.I. at itong winners sa basketball.
Yeah.
It
was a very successful basketball tournament of the same carpenters. Kuwapo nyo kayo sila.
And a very good fitness program. So, well done, Shane. And Henry. And Brian. Hi and hello to Didi Virata from Philippine Airlines, Tito Oscar.
Mm-hmm. More power to Didi.
Of course, hi and hello to Jean Orejana, our very good friend from Western Union, and to Joyce Jesta from Cooperative Bank in Oneangan.
For any housing loan, personal loan, you want to buy a car, personal loan, you go and see Joyce Jesta in Cooperative Bank in Oneangan.
May awit na puro sigaw, may tungkol sa mahal sa buhay, meron din ang nakihiwalay. Ngunit ang madaling sabayan, lalo na kung nakakantahan, simple lang at alam na natin ang lumang tugtugin. Sitsiritsit, alibangbang, masarap pakinggan. Whoa!
Lumang tugtugin.
Bahay, kubo, madaling sabayan. Whoa! Lumang tugtugin. Masarap pakinggan.
Tugi ko Tita Miriam, lamik na kay kong sayo.
Madaling sabayan.
Paningot na ko ka Tito Oscar.
Balot Pinoy. Masarap pakinggan. Masarap kainin. Pen, pen di sarapen. Kuchilo di almasin. How, how di karabaw. Patutin. Sipit na mimilipin. Gintong pilak na mumulaklak. Sa tabi ng dagat. Madaling sabayan. Lumang tutugin. Mga kababayan ko. Masarap pakinggan. Sarili atin. Ibang may pinagsamahan. Masarap pakinggan. Pag nag-iinuman. Sa lugo na po,
sa linggo na po sila.
And Tito Oscar, talking about balut, you know, I heard there is an upcoming street food festival, Tito Oscar. And this is organized by Alex T. And I think that was on, what date was that, Tito Oscar? Was it the 26th? Yeah, but you know, we should try to be there and reminisce all the authentic Filipino cuisine. So yes, that's 26th of August 2017. It is a Henderson festival, and this will be at Henderson Intermediate School. So put the date in your calendar, the 26th of August at Henderson Intermediate School, Filipino Street Food, New Zealand. So, Tito Oscar, going back to living the life to the fullest, some ways, exciting ways to live life to the fullest. First, it says create a bucket list and start checking things off. You will die one day, but before you do, experience as much of this world as you can. Next, set goals by the month, by the year, a 5-year or 10-year period. Know what you want to achieve for each stretch of your life, and make sure to look back and see if you actually made the progress you wanted. This list will constantly evolve, and you won't reach every one of your goals, but writing your goals down will make it more likely that you will achieve them. Next tip is don't choose your path in life based on the expectations set on you by others, whether it is your parents, friends, or the society in general. Don't let others choose your path for you. But don't choose a path that will hurt those around you. It is easy to get caught up in your own life, but if you don't take care of those you love, which is it all for in the end? There are two kinds of people: those who focus on what they can control, and those that focus on what they can't. Don't blame others for your own failure. There is always someone out there who has dealt a worse hand that made more of it than you did. And if you are not happy with something in your life, you can complain about it, or you can actively work to change it. So, which one will you choose? Complain about it, or actively work to change it? Not because it is morally wrong by being jealous, but because jealousy is a destructive emotion. Don't be jealous. It is also a symptom that you are not living your life to the fullest. People who are fulfilled can celebrate other people's success, but people who are not fulfilled fill up their emotional void through negative emotions. Have you heard the expression crabs in the bucket? It is the tendency crabs have for pulling other crabs back down right when they are about to climb out. When you break from the norm, you will get pushback from your loved ones. It is not jealousy. They genuinely care for us. But people living the life society tells them to live get scared when they see others going for it, even if they do it subconsciously, and even if it is out of genuine concern. It is still harmful. It creates a culture of conformity, mediocrity, and quiet desperation. So, don't be a crab in the bucket. It's like the saying, Tito Oscar, about tall poppy syndrome, isn't it? Yes, yeah. When you grow higher, people tend to break you down. Another tip is, it is okay to fail. I've come across a saying that says, don't be afraid. What should be afraid of is to try. The only way to avoid failure is to not try anything. Sorry, Tito Oscar. I'll say that again. The only way to avoid failure is to not try anything. Do not be afraid to fail, because that is how you succeed. And besides, it's only really a failure if you stop trying. A great way to overcome fear of failure is to confront your worst possible nightmare. If you try it and fail, what is the worst thing that will happen? Write it down. Then write down what it would take to get back to where you are now. 99.9% of the time, you will find that the worst case scenario isn't nearly as scary as you thought it would be. And the only thing holding you back is your own mindset. The 0.1% of the time where failure will push you past the point of no return. So basically, death or life-altering physical harm. Those are you may want to reconsider. So we will move on with more tips after this music.
Requested song ni sa atong mga kaigsoonan nga mga Bisaya dinhi sa Auckland City. Appear. Appear na dinhi sa Auckland. Appear.
May bagong nakita, naghangop sila dayo appear.
Sini.
Sa mga guwapohon, dirtilok maunay pinag
sa dalaga karon. Swerte ko, swerte ka, pari ko. Nakita di anak diliwa ko. Swerte ko, swerte ka, pari ko. Kaysa guwapa pwede nang makatrato. Dili na mahadlok kita karon. Bahala kung pati atong naong. Butihon ang aking pangason. Maoy gusto sa babae karon. Swerte ko, swerte ka, pari ko. Nakita, ianap, dili guwapo. Swerte ko, swerte ka, pari ko. Kaysa guwapa pwede nang makatrato. Dirtilok muragway kaligo. Simhoton humot-humot baho-baho. Kay ragit man kitang tanaon. Ragit hasta ang atong naon. Kay ragit man kitang tanaon. Ragit hasta ang atong naon.
Happy birthday to a very good friend and an ardent devotee of Señor Santo Niño. Happy birthday, Alex Andales. And belated happy birthday to his very caring and loving wife, Carmela. Happy birthday to both of you. Wow, they're both July birthday celebrants, Tito Oscar. And also, Father Mario Dorado, it's his birthday today. Kasabay sila ni Alex, Tito Oscar. So, even though you're overseas, to those friends of Father Mario, we greet him a very happy birthday today. And Tito Oscar, more on ways to live life to the fullest. It also says, don't gossip. Sure, it might make you feel better about yourself for the moment, but it can have negative ramifications both internally and externally. Did you ever notice how insanely emotional YouTube comments can be? People cling to their opinions like they are a lifeline. Yet these are almost always opinions about things that have absolutely no effect on their daily lives. So ignore the things that you cannot or will not change. There are shitty things going on in the world. Unless you're planning to do something about it, ignore it and focus on the things in your life that you can change. You can make a difference once you stop dismissing yourself. Approach challenges with a mindset of how am I going to accomplish this, instead of what can I possibly do. But if you're not actually going to work to change something, then see the point above, time to put up or time to shut up. Eat healthy when you can. Get a good night's sleep and exercise. Your only connection with this world is through this fleshy meat vehicle we call our bodies. Take good care of it. Stop feeding your mind with a constant stream of junk. A little downtime is all right, but don't dedicate every free hour you have to watching reality TV, watching gossip blogs, checking sports scores, and doing other stuff that requires little mental energy. Even the news can rot your brain with its constant barrage of negativity and biased sensationalism. So, plan for the future, but live in the present. A 25-year mortgage, retirement with full pension at 65, working hard for the bonus, and putting off the big vacation until next year, while planning for the future, is important. Don't sacrifice all of the present. Find a way to enjoy life as you work towards bigger and better things. Live consciously. We all get into ruts and routines. We used to get through the day, but we only have a limited number of days on this earth. Don't put life on an autopilot. Live consciously. Always ask yourself, "Why am I doing this?" If you wake up too many mornings in a row without a good answer, then it is time to make a change. Overcome your fears. We all have things in our lives, whether it is our circumstances or personal flaws, that are holding us back from doing things we truly want to do. You can either accept it, rationalize it away, or face your fears. So, which one will you choose? Accept it, rationalize it away, or face your fears? Improve your social skills. Some people are natural social butterflies. For those of us who are not, let us make an effort to improve our social skills. There is nothing wrong with being an introvert and enjoying time alone. But don't poor social skills hold you back when you need them. Improving your social skills will also help you in whatever line of work or business you choose. Do work you love. Not everyone gets to play football or in a rock band for a living. But that does not mean you cannot find something you love waking up in the morning for. Keep looking for it. And don't give up until you find it. Life is too short to fear Sunday evenings. So more on this after this number.
May DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union. Walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
And yes, Tito Oscar, we're starting to invite interest for our drumline and the majorette group, Tito Oscar, in preparation for Sinulog New Zealand participation in Santa Parade. And of course, in preparation for our Sinulog Festival in January 2018. Wow, 24 years, Tito Oscar, this coming January 2018, and going strong and even stronger. It's because of the love and blessings of our beloved Puon, Señor Santo Niño. Viva, Señor Santo Niño.
Viva, Señor Santo Niño.
And yes, please do call Tito Oscar for the drumline and majorette interest on 027-570-1139 or email us santonino@extra.co.nz or batukan@extra.co.nz. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor. Also inviting interest for the Sinulog Festival Queen Competition. So check out our Facebook Sinulog NZ for more details on this and other activities, announcements for other activities. And also the 12th of August, at the next community outreach program of the Sinulog and Santo Niño, Sinulog, New Zealand, August 12, 2 p.m. So, signify your interest by calling Tito Oscar in 027-570-1139 or Tita Miriam 0274-875-428 or email us at santonino@extra.co.nz. Viva Señor Santo Niño, Pit Señor! To Oscar, a little more of the ways to live life to the fullest. One of Mark Cuban's keys to success is to follow your effort, not your passion. If you don't have a passion for anything in particular, pick something and do it as best as you can. Passion often comes from doing something very well. Prepare to win. Another of Mark Cuban's keys to success is that everyone has a desire to win, but very few are willing to do the work to prepare to win. If you care about winning, then do the work. You don't always have to win. On the other hand, life is not always about winning. No matter how strong you are, no matter how rich, no matter how beautiful, no matter how smart, no matter how talented, no matter how lovable, there will always be someone better than ourselves. In the end, we all end up in the same place, wherever that place may be. Love your parents and cherish them. Yes, for me it is one of the more important and top priority things for me to live my life to the fullest. If our parents are still around, let us give them all the love that we've got. If you've been lucky enough to have loving parents, it is easy to take them for granted because they have always been there for you. That won't always be the case. Don't confuse pleasure with happiness. Pleasure comes from the quick fixes that give us joy, like shopping, alcohol, listening to great music, seeing great beauty. Happiness comes from self-actualization and meaning. Pleasure is important to a happy life, but pleasure alone is not sufficient. Smile. If you smile, you will be happier. And improve your posture. Did you know that your posture and body language not only shapes how people see you, but it also shapes how you feel about yourself? Find the time for what you want to do. A lot of us constantly complain about not having enough time or being too busy to do things we want to accomplish. What we need to realize is that we are the ones putting ourselves in those situations in the first place. If we feel trapped in a job, are we actively taking steps to extricate ourselves from that situation? If we are, then we shouldn't waste time complaining. But if we are not, what are we doing? So, live life to the fullest. Pinoys, I am proud to be a Pinoy, Tito Oscar.
And I'm also very, very proud to be a Filipino.
And we are proud of all the Pinoys all over the world and even those in our beloved country, the Philippines. Pinoys, the great achievers. Yes, we dream, but we do things. to accomplish, to realize our dreams. Most of all, we look up to God to help us fulfill our dreams, to endow us with all the graces, the blessings that we need, so that our dreams will be in line with God's dream for us. So be well, take good care of yourselves. We love you. Do give us a call, Tito Oscar, 027-570-1139, or Tita Miriam, 0274-875-428. We can always listen to what you would like to tell us. And also, we can share with you more articles or more stories one-on-one with you. Just give us a call or drop us a line at batukan@extra.co.nz or santonino@extra.co.nz. Viva Señor Santo Niño! Hanggang dito na lang po kami sa Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Panat FM. Do pray for us. We promise to keep you in mind, keep you in our prayers. We love you. Take good care of yourselves. This is once again your Tita Miriam.
And this is your Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay!